Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, America, to Breaking News Journal on Air, the only news program and program, period, that covers issues the way we do. There's nobody else like Breaking News Journal, and we're just glad that you're joining us today from all over the world as we introduce to you our guest today. He is Zev Perot of the Messiah of Israel Ministries. He is a wonderful person. His wife, Lynn, is a wonderful person. And Zev is coming to you from Israel. He's live from Israel now, and he was born in Israel, raised as in the Orthodox city of Bana Barak. I believe that's what it's, that I have it spelled correctly, pronounced correctly. If not, he'll tell me. And he was raised as an Orthodox Jew. And in the family that he's come from, they are all rabbis. And so we're going to welcome Zev to Breaking News Journal on Air. Thank you so much for joining us, Zev.
Shalom, and it's a pleasure to be here. I bring you a greeting call.
Thank you. Thank you. Listen, you and I were talking just a few minutes ago, just before we went on live, and I want you to tell the world who you are. I think that we're going to have you back a lot of different times because you have so much to offer the audience, so we're going to have you come back on for more than just talking about yourself, but I want people to know who you are, the ministry that God has called you to, because the ministry people out there, ministry is business, and he knows exactly the culture in Israel, and he's going to share that with you. We're going to find out things from Zev that we've never found out before. So, Zev, I want to ask you, you were born in Israel?
I was born in the Orthodox city of B'nai Barak, and there are two main Orthodox cities in Israel. One is B'nai Barak, which is located 15 minutes from the city of Tel Aviv, and the other one is Me'ah Sha'arim, the 100 Gates, which is located in Jerusalem. These two cities are the most Orthodox cities in Israel, where all the main rabbis come out of. And this is where I grew up and where my family family ancestors came from.
So you know a whole lot. So let's get into it. You come from a rabbi family. Tell us what that entails.
Well, you know, I come from a family of rabbis, and a family of dayans, which translates to in English means judges of rabbis. Basically, just like you have a civil court and a criminal court, you have also a rabbinic court. And a rabbinic court basically can decide who gets married, who gets divorced, if there are disagreements between rabbis, and even deciding laws. Judaism and laws, things like, on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, who can fast and who can't fast. All this is decided by the roots, and this is where, the roots of my family came from.
Jeez. I mean, so they actually, I didn't even know that. I mean, this is really deep stuff. So you're talking about that they can judge whether someone can get a divorce or not. I mean, how is that? Is that obeyed in your country? I mean, those laws, are they really obeyed?
Well, a lot of people say that Israel, is a very secular country, and it is, but it's controlled by by the religious people. So basically, the religious people, they have almost the last call. And, you know, if you want to get married in Israel, whether you're a secular Jew or not, you're going to have to go through the rabbi. Because if you go to a civil court or get married in Cyprus or somewhere else, like, you know, what's called a civil marriage, they won't accept it, then you won't be able to get an Israeli ID. So basically, right now they're trying to change the law, but it takes a lot. It can take up to 7 years to get an ID, and the rabbis do not like that system. They want everybody to go through the rabbinic system.
Wow. Is that a good thing?
Well, I think it's not a good thing because, you know, I've accepted, I know that God is in control of everything, not man.
Exactly.
And therefore, you know, we're not under religion, so I think it's not a good thing. But the way I grew up, as growing up, I thought it was the only way, and I believe that was the way. God opened my eyes to the truth, you know, being a completed Jew now that believes that Jesus, Yeshua, is the Messiah. And so it's a very not good thing, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. How come the traditional Jewish people and don't accept a lot of the completed Jewish people? I mean, what is the problem there? Is there it seems like jealousy to me, but I know it's a lot deeper than that. Can you explain that?
You're talking about the believers?
Yes. I mean, I know that a lot of traditional Jewish people, they don't like a lot of the Messianic Jewish people, or I would say either the Jew for Jesus or somebody in that category, which is almost like what you are, right?
Well, I'm a Jew, was born a Jew, and I will die a Jew. I'm a completed Jew, is a Jew that believes that in Yeshua. Now, unfortunately, the rabbis, or not even the rabbis, even the secular Jews here in Israel, most of them believe that if you believe in Jesus, you're not a Jew anymore. You know, that's the lie that the enemy has been teaching them over past thousands of years. And, you know, the Bible says that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And until someone is not willing to look at the Word of God and let that Holy Spirit work on him and open his eyes, he's not going to see the truth. And, you know, if Christians come from America or from anywhere else in the world, and to Israel, most likely they're usually not going to get persecuted because the people in Israel, they view Christians as Gentiles, and Gentiles are supposed to believe in Jesus, are supposed to believe in Muslims. So no problem. The problem begins when they find out you're Jewish, and especially if they find out you're Israeli, that's when they get angry and they get upset, and this causes big problems. But I have to say also that, you know, God turns good into bad, bad things into good. So we see that as sin is escalating and as the Jewish people are being persecuted here in Israel, we also see a lot of people coming to faith and a lot of, beginning of a revival here, even, I would say.
Yes. How close are you guys to Palestine and what's going on over there now? Because I know that there was some bombing going on over near Palestine Syria. But I wanted to ask you about Palestine, how close you are to Palestine, how nervous are the people around Palestine about the things of the end times, and when you go to minister, how are you received from the people that are in your area?
Well, first of all, we minister to our friends, the Arabs, all the time, and this opens many doors, to share with about what's going on, you know, regarding the strikes and everything that happened here in Syria. Actually, it wasn't until the American news, went out and said that there were strikes that here in Israel they didn't even talk about it. The Israeli news did everything they can not to publish that at all, because of us being so close to the Arab nation.
Absolutely.
We have a lot of people here in Israel that speak Hebrew, and they didn't want the news to go out. And it wasn't until early Saturday, I think it was, that the Israelis went and actually said that the strikes happened. So even right now, they're not talking about it too much on the news here in Israel. I would say in this case, they're being forced to talk because of the media. So Netanyahu is being very, very, very careful about what he says here. Life is pretty normal here right now in Israel. We're not even feeling any stress on this at all.
Okay, good. Good. Okay, that's good. Well, you know, American media, they can't keep their mouth shut anyway. You know, so we have a tendency of talking about things that we should keep quiet. You know, we expose a lot of things that need to be quiet, and I don't understand why. It seems like we could put people in jeopardy if we talk about things that we shouldn't talk about, and you guys would know that more than anyone else. So why would they want to put that information out there so they could? So it could cause a lot of problems and take you guys off or take Netanyahu off of his plan, you know. So I don't know. It concerns me a lot when I hear a lot of times we talk about things that we have no business talking about. But you have been doing things even with all of this going on. You've gone all over the different cities. And geographically, I don't know what I'm talking about, but I do know that when you went to Caesarea the other day to minister, I would love to hear how you guys have to travel. Do you guys have to go through a lot of roadblocks and things like that, and share how you guys get to where you get, and then talk about what happened, because I want to hear that, because I know it's a blessing what you guys just got to do. And you and Lynn, your wonderful wife.
Well, yes, my wife Lynn is from a Chinese Buddha background, and she too had a revelation that Yeshua is the Messiah. And the fact that God put us together before we were both believers is amazing work of the Holy Spirit, that, you know, just to show that Jew and Gentile are one in Yeshua. And that's exactly what the message is, and, you know, what we proclaim when we go out together. And regarding Caesarea, it was a real blessing for us to go to Caesarea. We were guided to go there by the Holy Spirit. And, you know, for those believers that are listening, we all know that that's the place where Yeshua asked Peter, who do you say I am? And Peter said, you are the living Christ. And that was the exact same place. Also the place where Paul ministered and was in prison for preaching the gospel. So it's, you know, I would say that same spirit that Paul encountered when he was preaching the gospel, that same spirit is still there today. Although Caesarea is a religious city, not a religious area, but it is an area where many people from the government live, and many actors, movie stars in that area. There's high security in that area. And we went over there, and we were sharing the gospel, and one person got saved over there. And I would encourage the people to log into our website, messiahofisraelministries.org, and there's a place over there that you can sign up to get email updates from Israel. And if you go in there and sign up, we'll be sending out a report exactly what happened in Caesarea. It was really supernatural, and people will be able to get that via email.
Okay, and would you give the website again and make it, you can do it a little slower so everybody can get it, because after this program is over with, I'll be sending you the embedded code, but the people that go back and listen to this over and over again, they'll be able to hear it and stuff and pass this information on. So go ahead and give it again.
That's messiahofisraelministries.org.
Okay, and how long have you been in the ministry?
I got saved at 2001, and since 2001, I've been doing ministry. I did have a secular job after I was saved, working for the military, and I got fired from one of my jobs because I believe in Yeshua. After
Amen.
Preaching the gospel, I was preaching the gospel for about 2 years after I was saved, and working for a company, for a medical company. And I got fired for sharing the gospel after work, not in work. And basically, they asked me to deny my faith.
Oh,
and
my God.
I would never deny the Lord Yeshua. And I got fired for that, and ended up having gone through a very hard time living on a beach in Israel for 3.5 months.
Wow.
And after that, of course, God brought me to full-time ministry and to where I am right now. So basically, I've been preaching the gospel from the time I've been saved, from 2001.
Wow. Wow. And see, you know what? That is the testimony that we're faced with now. Not only in Israel or wherever believers are, those people who are ministering about Yeshua all over the world, this is what we're going to come up against, is a time where you have to deny yourself, follow the Lord, and whether you're going to make that decision or not. That's something that, you know, my husband did. You know, I mean, he sacrificed his job as an educator because he was not going to go against his principles. Or what he stood for, and I really admire that. But there are very few, and we must admit it, there are very few people out there that are going to take that kind of stance. So I admire you, and I know God is honoring every move that you've made since you've made it, and you know, and afterwards. And there are so many people that especially through our sister Christina Micas, is that she has been so instrumental in telling people about your ministry, and we are all encouraged by what God has called you to do. And that's why I wanted to have you on today, so we could really get into some issues and just the issues that are going on and with you, how you got started in ministry and stuff, because, you know, we have to have you back on again, because the things that you're talking about, these are just, you know, these are things that are deep, you know, that you don't get a chance to really talk about a lot. And I want people to really be full of the information that you have to give to us, you know, and I'm really blessed by you being on and stuff like that, and by your sharing, and then Lynn being by your side. And, you know, I remember when you and I were talking, and you were telling me about the Ethiopian Jews in Israel, and see, all this prejudice and racism and things like that, we've got to uproot this as much as we can. Would you share with me the touching story about how the Jewish Ethiopians are treated over there?
First of all, you know, I want to say that I'm really excited about breaking news, and you know, it's we don't get the real news everywhere, you know. And finally, to have a program that actually speaks the truth and you know, just tells it as it is really exciting. And the fact that we're speaking today, you know, today is Jerusalem Day in Israel.
Oh, really?
It's Jerusalem Day. It's a day that we celebrate, you know, 1967, you know, getting the Western Wall back, and you know, and the victory of the Lord. So this is an exciting day in Israel, and it's a blessing to be on the radio today in Jerusalem Day.
Wow, that is a blessing. I had no idea. See, that's one of the reasons why we love you so much, because you're giving us history and information that we never had before, and that's what this is all about. So yeah, Breaking News Journal, we are a whole nother ball game. The way news used to be, where they would give you information and you would find out information and you could make decisions for yourself, but it was at least the real history, the real information and news, and that's what we are, that's who we are, and you're making it even better for us, because we're going to, people that are going to be coming over there in the future, I'm praying that they come to visit you, and that you're able to minister to them and share with them and take them around the real Israel and show them and show them what's really happening and how they can use their faith in a whole nother way. I think that this is going to be so, this ride and this journey that God has given to us, you, us, Christina, Lynn, this is going to be a ride for the ages until we go to be with Yeshua, you know. And so I am just really blessed by this, and I hope that we can be a real blessing to the people over in Israel. And I think with you being at the helm of where we are right now, there's going to be a lot of things changing, because we're going to be able to pray about a lot of things differently. And you won't feel alone, which I know you never felt alone anyway, but you won't feel alone. You can contact us anytime you get ready to, and we'll have you on the air anyway. So, you know, it's just a pleasure. It's an honor. The honor is ours.
Well, it's an honor for us to be able to be on with you, and to have people like you praying for Israel and supporting Israel. You know, I mean, we couldn't do what we're doing here without the love and support and prayer of people like you, Ruth, and other people in America. So we want to, you know, thank you for that. Now, regarding your question about the East Jews, you know, like everywhere in the world, unfortunately, you know, we have people that are viewed differently because of the color of their skin or because of education or because of what they believe. And, you know, the Ethiopian Jews here in Israel, just like some of the Arabs, are not treated, equally. And we're out there helping them and, you know, sharing the gospel with them, you know, through relationships, through showing them love, you know, even finding them jobs over here, you know, and trying to get them to be equal. And, you know, a lot of people are not understanding, you know, why we're helping them so much. And, you know, that opportunity comes to share the love of Yeshua, you know, because, you know, Yeshua, he, everyone who believes in him, you know, we're all equal, Jewish, Gentile, black, white, red, it doesn't matter. And
yes.
So very, very important for us and to unite people together, whether it's the Arabs and the Ethiopians. And it's very sad what happens over here with the Ethiopian Jews and treated.
It seems to me, you know, and I've seen some stories and some history on Discovery Channel and stuff out here about the Ethiopian Jews, and I have heard people make statements like, there are no Ethiopian Jews, and they can't, they're not real, and this, you know, and I've just heard, and I'm like, just because their skin color, that you can go back, you can trace their history, even in Africa, how they did everything according to the laws, the Jewish laws, and stuff like that. It's like, why, you know, try to discriminate against someone because of the color of their skin? They worship the same way you do, and everything is traced back to their heritage, and just like it's the heritage of the people that live there. And I just wish that everybody would be colorblind. That's what the vision that God gave my husband and I is, to move our country towards a colorblind America. And where, you know, people are judged by their character and never their skin color.
Oh.
And that's what you're doing, too.
Well, you know, that's very much true. They are abandoned, I would say. But, you know, but our message is they're abandoned, but they're not forgotten.
Amen. 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 Hey, I think we have Miss Christina. Christina, are you on the line?
I am, honey. I'm just listening.
Hi.
Hi, Steph. Shalom, babe. Shalom.
How are you?
I'm terrific. How are you today?
Oh, we're doing well. You know, it's 12:20 at night here in Israel, and I'm so excited to be here this afternoon.
I know. It's too exciting. I'm just enjoying listening to everything.
Yeah, it is really a blessing. He is a wonderful, wonderful young man, and I am just—I'm calling you young man because you're so handsome, okay? And I'm 58, so I like calling. He's so handsome, and Lynn is so absolutely beautiful. I was like trying to get the picture up on the site, and I'm going to get up there too. I don't care how long it takes me to get it up because you guys are absolutely a beautiful couple, and I'm just so honored to even know you guys. Guys and everything. Listen, let me ask you a question, because I don't think we really got into it, Zev. But the children, do like rabbis and people over there that minister? I mean, I know that there are a lot of other Christian ministers and stuff. How are they received, and how are the children received when they learn who Yeshua is and the fact that they are a completed Jew? How are they being raised around there? I mean, the ones that are being taught about it. I mean, the way you guys are ministering to people. I mean, is it an influx of young people, teenagers, and stuff like that are making that transition to be a completed Jew?
Yeah, that's one of the most situations that we have here in Israel, because, you know, we don't really have schools for believers over here. There is a Messianic school in Jerusalem, but that's it's very limited. It's a private school, so the kids end up going basically to the public secular schools here, which causes a problem, because, you know, we're trying to get teenagers together, you know, to fellowship, because they, you know, they have nothing in common. You know what goes on in schools in America, what they talk about, and everything that goes on, and it's very difficult. And this is one of the reasons that I believe a lot of people are to become believers in Yeshua, because they know what they're going to have to go through, and they don't know how to handle it. But we're to disciple them and to encourage them. But the truth is, there is a need in Israel, for a school. We're praying that there'll be enough believers in the future that there'll be a school like that.
Wow. So are you able to either gather them around for either any kind of social events or anything like that? Do you guys do anything like that? Because I know that they're doing a lot of radical stuff, like the homosexual movement and things like that, that are going on over there. Is there any way to bring people together, I mean, teenagers and young people together, and even older people, but together to be ministered to in a more open type of way?
Well, first of all, it's against the law in Israel to preach the gospel to somebody under 18 years of age.
What?
If you preach the gospel to someone under 18, you can go to jail here in Israel.
Jesus, I had no idea.
Means that we're kind of limited on what we can do with the teenagers. All we can do is get other teenagers to meet people their age and to try to get them, to the gospel. As far as, people that are already believers, they have agreement from their parents, because so that's not a problem. But, getting groups together of non-believers under the age of 18 is a problem. And we I have a little testimony to share about something that happened about that.
Okay.
We have a little bit of time.
Yeah, sure.
Well,
a few years ago,
we were in a Sin Festival. Now, Sin Festival is called what they do in India. Have you ever heard of the Bumbha Mela Festival? If you're familiar with that?
I'm not.
Well, basically, it's a festival that, the sex, drugging, all ages are there, all religions, Hare Krishna, Buddha. And it's called Sin Festival. It's 1 week of sin. That's what it is. And
oh, boy.
We preach the gospel, and the rabbis have a tent. The Chabad group have a tent, and the Hare Krishna has a tent, and everybody has a tent, and they're trying to bring in the people and tell them to change.
Mm-hmm.
But the Messianic Jews were not allowed to have a tent. So they'll allow even the Muslims to have a tent, but they won't allow us to have a tent.
Oh, my God.
So we went and we just preached the gospel like that, because they can't stop us from going in there.
Mm-hmm.
So we went and we preached the gospel, and there was one young man who seemed to look in his early 20s that was asking a lot. And he said, are you willing to walk into the tent with the rabbis and confront them with these questions? And I said, yes, I am. And I went into the Chabad tent together with this guy, and there were other believers praying outside. We walked into the tent at 11 p.m. We ended up being there until the morning. When we walked out of the tent, Rafi, this young man, came out, and he was screaming, Yeshua is the Messiah.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Wow.
What we didn't know is this young man was under 18 years old, and I said again, he looked over 20.
Wow.
And we started to be in contact with him, and I received a phone call from his parents that were very upset, that we were sharing with him the gospel. And we had to explain to him that we can't be in touch with him until he turns 18. And we had to disconnect from him, and he had about 8 months, 18. The day he turned 18, he called us, and he's in fellowship with us till today. But
wow.
This is supposed to show you that the danger of preaching the gospel to someone under 18.
Wow. So what we're doing over here, we complain about a lot of things that are going on over there, but that's real persecution, what you're talking about over there. And what about if a parent wants to minister to their child, or they change and they want to minister to their child? Is that okay?
Well, yeah, because the law says that you can share the gospel with anybody under 18 with permission from their parents. So parents can do that, of course.
Homeschooling. Go ahead.
Homeschooling is against the law here, though.
This is awful. And, you know, it's scary, but now we know that we are going to be praying for you even stronger now, because those laws have got to change so that you can be freed up. You guys can be freed up to minister to these babies, and I call them babies. I call everybody babies that are younger than me almost. And so this is really scary. I don't know, Christina, how do you feel about that?
It is very scary. This is the whole thing. We're learning a whole new side of the world and what's going on, and we have enough scary stuff going on here, but it's certainly going on over there too. A lot of things happening that are not.
I would have been in jail. I would have been in jail a long time ago, because I'm always ministering to somebody.
Well, we all would. Look at the guy in Iran. He took just Bibles. All he did was do Bibles. The pastor that's in the Iranian jail. That's all he did was, you know, distribute Bibles, and he's in prison. We're going to be coming under more and more persecution all the time. It's going to be harder and harder to share the Lord, but we have to be just as brave as the apostles.
They were
hung. They were crucified upside down. They were stoned to death, but they still went forth and preached the gospel and the good news of Yeshua, didn't they?
And that's what I'm going to do, and I know that is definitely what Zev and Lynn are doing, and I just want to thank you. As we end the program today, I really want to thank you, Zev, for being a part of us and being on board of what we're doing, and we're on board what you're doing over there, the Messiah of Israel Ministries. Give the website again, and we will talk to you again, because I'm going to book you again for Breaking News Journal on Air Radio. I want everybody to know about what you're talking about in details, okay?
Well, it was a real blessing to be here today, and I know we're going to have a lot of things to talk about in the future, and I'm looking forward to listening to the programs here in Israel, and encouraging other people to listen to the programs and get the real news, what's going on in America and around the world. And our website is messiahofisraelministries.org, and I would encourage everyone to visit that website and, join us and pray with us and, sign up to get emails. Letters from Israel with pictures, live updates from Israel of evangelistic news in the streets.
Okay, that sounds good. Can people contribute to you as well?
Yeah, if people are led by the Holy Spirit to help us with the work here in Israel, there is an option on the website to donate, of course, and every dollar that's donated goes to, the preaching of the gospel of Yeshua the Messiah.
Mm-hmm. Ev, tell him to like on Facebook.
Facebook. Yes.
We're also on Facebook. That's Messiah of Israel Ministries Facebook page, and you can also go to that page via the website. There's a button over there that you can reach us on Facebook. And, like us on Facebook and get your friends to like us. And the more people we have standing with Israel, the stronger we are, and we can get the message out.
Absolutely. And that same thing for Breaking News Journal on Facebook, because what's going to happen is that when Zev has something to post, we want to get it up on Breaking News Journal so that you can have it as well on Zev's ministry site and Breaking News as well. So, this is what we're doing. We're working together. We're sharing information, people, and we're going to change as many lives as God allows us to. So I just thank you so much, Zev, for being on with us today on Breaking News Journal on Air. And on the 22nd of this month, everyone, he and Lynn, his wife, will be on Racial Harmony Live Radio, and we're going to even continue this discussion. So God bless everybody, and we will talk on the 22nd, Zev.
Thank you so much, Ruth, and thank you to all the listeners, and I send you blessings and shalom from Israel.
Shalom. Blessings. Once again.